Blog Talk Radio.
Have you done your yoga today?
DDP Yoga. It ain't your mama's yoga.
Savage, you wanna come into my real world? I'm gonna snap into yours.
Brother.
My question to you is, what are you? Some kind of a gemologist or something that breaks stampede? We're all gonna see if DDP has got any family jewels at all.
Pretty heavy.
I say on you. That you got none.
I'm a duck.
Well, macho man. I guess we're going to find out at Spring Stampede.
Wait a minute.
And don't forget to bring your little bimbo Liz.
Whoa.
Because since I'm bringing the lady, you might as well bring the tramp.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho. Honestly, DDP Yoga changed my life, and it probably saved my career, both in wrestling and in music. It's the best thing I've ever done for my health, mentally. I feel so much stronger, I feel so much better, I feel younger. And the best thing about it is I can do it whenever I want.
An internet weight loss sensation. Nearly 3 million clicks to see Arthur Borman's transformation from this to this. 100 pounds gone with yoga?
Arthur, when you started YRG, how much did you weigh?
297.
What do you weigh now?
156.
How long were you walking on those canes, bro? 15 years. This man right here shows that anything is possible, but it starts right here.
If anyone have any question of whether or not it works, just look at my stuff, because the proof is absolutely in the gluten-free, dairy-free pudding, because all I'm doing is DDP Radio.
It's DDP Radio. Right. And welcome to another episode of DDP Radio. I am Diamond Dallas Page. I am your host, along with the lovely, wind it down, Robert. Lovely Stacey Morris. How are you doing tonight, darling?
I'm doing great, DDP.
Yeah, and does it seem as quick to you as it was? I feel like I come in my bedroom, I put on my little headset, my little thing, and get ready to do this. I feel like I was just here the other day. Did the week blow past like that for you?
Well, I was off last week. I was in Florida, so it seems to me like some time has passed.
Okay, well that would be 2 weeks then. But I'll tell you, it blew me. What about you, Robert, man? We talk all the time, but didn't it seem like we did this show today?
Oh, yeah. Well, before I say that, I mean, how messed up is it that Stacey was in Florida last week and I didn't find out about it until she got back? But no, it's been a crazy week, you know, and I was thinking that with the stuff we do, there's a lot of words for it, but boring is never one.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I've done so many promos, so many interviews. I just did a great one with that. It's really, really cool when you catch somebody who's like, you know, 30 years old or something, you know, and now is in a position of power. The guy I was talking to today, his name is David. He's one of the chief editors of MSN, you know, MSN.com, which is a huge, you know, huge internet network. And, you know, they were interviewing me for their Fit Beat or whatever it was called, but the guy who was interviewing me, you know, he grew up watching me. He was a huge fan, and you know, he does yoga with his wife occasionally. You know, he's okay with it, but he was so psyched to hear what DDP yoga was and all about. And I do this new thing now when I'm when anybody's interviewing me, I have them like, you know, go on a headset and bring their hands straight out in front of them. I say, now I just want you to imagine you're grabbing a ball now, and I do the whole spread your pinkies and your, if you're listening right now, if you don't know what DDP yoga is, this is a good way, a little segue. I just did this today to two different reporters, and they were both like, oh my God. This is dynamic resistance. The reason why you can get your heart rate so jacked up with DDP yoga, literally with zero impact on your body, no running or cycling or anything, I just want you to stick your arms straight out in front of you. If you've never done the workout, even if you have, because maybe you weren't getting your heart rate up the way you really want to, and just roll through this. This is what I did with the reporter today. And I said, I just want to put both your hands straight out in front of you, and I'm doing it myself right now. And I want you to try to, like, open your hands as wide as you can. Try to pull your pinkies away from your thumbs and spread your fingers like you're trying to palm a basketball, but spread them really wide. And I said, what happens to your hand? And the guy goes, well, it gets really hard. I go, yeah, because it's engaged with muscles. I said, you notice that your forearms and your biceps are engaged too? He's like, wow, yeah, I never really noticed that before. I said, because you've never spread your hands like that. I said, now I want you to turn your hands down towards your keyboard. And because everybody's interviewing me, he's on some kind of keyboard or something. And I said, I want you to push your thumb and index fingers against each other. I said, loosen up and just push your thumb and index fingers against each other hard. I said, what happens? Your forearms, your bicep, and your chest have to engage, right? They're like, yeah, that's amazing. I go, now keep doing that. Straighten your arms straight out in front of you. Pull your pinkies away from each other. Now the outsides of your forearms, your triceps, and your traps have to be engaged. Now imagine, a lot of you guys do the workout, so you get this, but if they're not ready for it, and I say, now lean back slowly, but create your distance as you're leaning back into the diamond cutter. Now bring your arms out to the sign of the cross. Clench your fist really hard and hulk it up, brother. And they all start laughing. I'm going, come on, hulk it up. Tension, shoulders back, chest out. And then I go, now feel your forehead. Tell me you're not already starting to sweat. And they're like, oh my God. I'm like, that's dynamic resistance. Every time you engage a muscle, your heart's got to beat faster to get the blood to the muscle. That's what it is. And since I've been doing that, man, boom, boom, boom. People are, you know, that are interviewing me are getting what dynamic resistance in a workout is. We got a great guest tonight, and I'm really excited to bring him on here. But let me just hit on a couple announcements. This will be this Saturday will be the first and only time that I will actually cram people into my house, into DDP's accountability crib this Saturday. We are going to have everybody parking over at the town center in Smyrna, Georgia. And then we're going to be shuttling them over in the trucks over to my house. I don't want to overcrowd my neighbors. I don't want to piss anybody off. And then we're going to get in there. We're going to have our first workshop. Everything's going to be elongated as long as the normal ones. If I go to Detroit, like I'm in Funk Fitness in February, I'm at Carl McGraw Fitness, I believe it's called. It's all on my DDP event sheet. You can see me coming up to a couple different dojos to do the workshop. But I'm really loving doing it at my house. But I could only fit 16 people in, and that's what Matt's like, nuts to butts. It's going to be really interesting. We're going to get into, at the workshops, I get into how DDP yoga was developed, tell a little bit of my story, then I listen to what everybody else's story. So by the time you leave there, you pretty much know a lot of the people who are there and know a little bit about them. And then we get into really, really how to breathe. And how to get the most out of your breath and how to count your breath so that you can really get like a 3-second breath in, a 3-second breath out and work the 5, 10, and maybe even the 20, you know. And then we're getting into how to really get into dynamic resistance. We really break down the diamond dozen. Then we do a workout. And then I'm going to take everybody over to the fitness center, which is just not even a mile from my house where everybody parked. And we're going to film some stuff for some backdrop for some of the things that we're going to do. Whoever wants to do it, I'm sure everybody will want to do it. and then everybody's going to take showers and stuff. Then we're going to shuttle everybody back to my house, and then we're really going to get into the food part, and not just talking about food and you know choices and what Q&A throughout the entire time. It's really laid back, and then we're all going to cook. And we've got some of the greatest recipes coming out that the people who are coming to this are going to have such a treat. It's going to be amazing. And our next one is going to be March 2nd. And there's going to be two different prices. Some people who just want to come for the workout, because over at the fitness center, I didn't realize it, or I would have done it there first. They've got a room I could fit like 60 people in. And it's going to be amazing. At some point on these retreats, or I should say these workshops, there will be. It will build to that, because this room's awesome. And then 20 people out of that will be able to come over if they got the next level and come over and do the same food thing, the prep thing, and just the whole thing. Some people, from what I've heard from Marlon, who's been putting this together, he said some people are really coming because they really want to do the food thing. It's whatever works. It's all going to be available, and that will be this Saturday. And this one is sold out, but you can. Marlon and I haven't put the package together for just if you just want to do the workout, but by within the next day or so, that will be available. So look for that on ddpyoga.com, or you can actually find it also on, I think, Robert, can we find that on DiamondDollarsPage.com too, under events?
What was that? I was queuing a caller.
Okay, the workshops. Where does people find out about the workshops?
Oh, yeah, just go to ddpyoga.com and hit the drop down. It's on the menu under workshops, and it says sign up for workshops there.
Okay, cool. All right, so just want to let you know, for the spots for March 2nd, we're just really putting that up there now. We've already got like 5 or 6 people signed up, and only so many people are going to be able to fit in my house. So if you're thinking about it, you want to do it, you might want to go and check it out. And I love the fact that I don't have to fly to Detroit or L.A. or New York to do this. If I got to a point where I didn't have to leave my house ever, I probably would do that for a while. not too long, because I still got to be on the road at some point. If you're looking for some cool articles, Maxim.com just did a really nice article on us, and so did SheKnows.com. I love that, getting publication in the women's magazines as well, or women's online, which I think is awesome. We still don't have a date for Dateline. I'm like, Leslie, they're ribbing you. They're not going to play it. I don't know why they wouldn't, unless they're trying to dig up some dirt on it and Arthur's all a fraud.
Oh, no. Dallas, I have a funny story, actually, about your Today Show appearance. Like I said, I was in Florida about 10 days ago, and I'm on the ground in Newark getting ready to take off. And the minute we take our seats, the plane is programmed to NBC, every single TV screen. And so the entire flight got to see you and Arthur before they took off for Palm Beach. It was so cool.
I would have popped if I had seen that. Oh, that would have been awesome. Thanks for sharing that with us, baby. Okay, so who knows if Dateline's ever going to air or not, but I'll keep you posted. I do know the doctors bit. We're going to be on the doctors on the 28th. So you might want to check that out. And I want to smarten everybody up out there. Nolan Bobbitt, many of you know him. Really inspirational guy. Came to this site at 345 or 355. I'm not sure exactly what that initial weight was, but I know he's down about 110 pounds. He's a really strong force on Facebook and Team DDP Yoga. And he sent me an email today or yesterday, I can't remember quite. I think it was today, asking if I minded if he started to do a little blog, podcast, video show like this, featuring a different member of Team DDP Yoga that has an inspirational story of their journey on this. And I was like, wow, dude, that's awesome. It's something he's always wanted to do since he's heard, going through this journey, and I thought it was great. So we'll have Nolan on right before he has his first show, getting ready to go up and go live, just to let everybody know who he's going to be interviewing and, how to go about it and the whole thing. So I think that's really awesome. Anytime anybody, when I was a wrestler and I first broke in after I tore my rotator cuff, they fired me, healed my rotator cuff, came back, And they never really thought I would ever do anything, so they don't really book you. They book you when they need you, meaning book you on as an event on the road. And no one ever really thought I would ever be anything, so I did. And it's so important that you think you will. I don't care if it's lose the weight, get a job, whatever it is. You got to keep thinking you can. You know, because you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. I mean, one of the most wealthiest, most successful guys in the world said that, Henry Ford. If you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. So really think about that. And for me, I always, even when I doubted myself, before it was over, I was thinking, yes, I can. I can do this. I'm going to do this. So what I figured out was I went back to the power plant where I first learned to wrestle, and I started training the young guys that were coming up. And I learned something so valuable. Some of you have heard me say this before, but you can't hear it enough. You should make it part of your lifestyle. I learned that the more I actually took the time to teach people how to wrestle, every time I would teach someone how to do something, I would learn a little something from it myself. And it just rolled like that. The more I taught, the more I learned. The more I learned, the better I got. And that's why I could be doing this for like almost 5 years and no one really hearing of me, of Diamond Dallas Page, except for a small full of really hardcore fans. But the people who saw it in the mass all of a sudden exploded because all the hard work was paying off, just like what's happening with DDP Yoga right now. I do also want to mention that Jake Snake Roberts, we put together his the Indigo. For his, we're trying to raise money for Jake's shoulder surgery. And, you know, Jake doesn't have insurance. He's not asking anybody for anything for nothing. You know, he's got autographs he's willing to, you know, sign and, you know, pictures send out. And, you know, we're doing the movie, The Resurrection of Jake the Snake, and it's going to be an amazing documentary when it's all said and done. Jake's really doing amazing. This shoulder injury set him back. I'll probably bring him on the show next week again to talk about the injury and talking about, you know, the surgery that we're trying to plan out and stuff. But, you know, we're going to be pre-selling, just like Steve did in the movie, inspired the movie. We don't need anywhere near that amount of money. I think it's like $8,500 for everything. And that's the biggest cost is where you go to the hospital and how much they charge you. I don't know how those things could ever be losing money in any way or form, but somehow they're always crying poverty, but that's expensive. The doc gave us a great deal. And then we got to do the anesthesiologist. He gave us a good deal. And the rehab afterwards, that because a lot of it has to be really focused in on the shoulder and the rotator cuff, and then of course we'll take it from there. That'll probably be half what it normally would be. But we're going to be, you know, having autographs. We're going to do movies. We're going to actually offer people the opportunity to come and do private screenings. Some people can even come to the Accountability Club, you know, depending on what they donate, and actually spend a weekend. You know, and it's all to help Jake out. And I can't tell you how proud of him I am, how great he's doing, how many people. I mean, Jerry, for anybody who's a real wrestling fan out there, you got to know the name Jerry Briscoe, former NWA world champion, one of the all-time super greats. I mean, he was like one of Vince's stooges with Pat Patterson and stuff doing, but Jerry was never a stooge. He was for comedy. Jerry is one of the classiest. I tell you, one of the people I really love in our business, and I hadn't seen him in a while, and I was walking down, you know, in airports, you know, you just got your head down, you keep walking, and as I'm walking, I come up on a person who's standing right in front of me, and I went to go around, and it was Jerry, and he just gave me the biggest hug, and he gave me a big hug, and he said, Didi, thank you so much for what you're doing helping Jake out. You're saving his life, man. I go, Jerry, Jake had just told me a story the weekend before. It's up on Jake's site. What is Jake's site on his YouTube, Robert? So people can go and actually see this promo he did.
That should be Jake Snake DDT, but let me double check that real quick now.
Yeah, for the YouTube. I want to make sure it's the YouTube one, not the Twitter. But Jake talked about wrestling Jerry Briscoe, and what happened that night. I don't want to spoil it for you, but I said it to Jerry, and he laughed out loud, and he said the exact thing Jake did. Jake's got so many amazing stories, and that's another thing that we're going to be putting out as part of this gift back to people who are helping Jake out with his shoulder. And to tell you how it happened, you know, he was doing so good. Here's a guy who couldn't do a push-up. I mean, could not do a push-up on his knees. And he finally got to where he could do it on his knees. And then he got to where he could do the push-up. And then he got to where he could do the three-second push-up. And probably 2 or 3 days before he hurt his shoulder, he got to doing 2 5-second DDP yoga push-ups, which anybody who does them knows that ain't easy. Never mind for a beat-up, broken-down wrestler who came from nothing 5 months before. But one of the things Jake had been doing the last 2 or 3 weeks, he'd been going to the gym, trying to fill his time. So he wanted to go to the gym and, you know, just grab the weights and, you know, move around a little bit. And I was like, bro, I really don't want you to do that. And I said, I don't want you to hurt yourself because I'm not going to hurt myself. I go, bro, your ego is going to step in at some point and you're going to hurt yourself. He's going, no, I'm not. Every single day I go, be careful, dude. Like I'm talking to my kid, you know, my little brother. Be careful. And that night I didn't tell him, and he came back, and he didn't sell it, but he couldn't pick his arm up. He said, I'm going to be okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. I go, you did it working out today, didn't you? No, it's going to be fine. He's trying to lie to me, right? Well, sure as hell, he got on that. He was just doing laps, too. And he was doing the pull, the row machine, and when he pulled it, he popped something, and next thing you know, he can't lift his arm up. And it's been like that for 2.5 weeks, and you know, we just finally got the doctor to work a deal with us, and you know, it's been a long procedure. So anybody that, you know, wants to help Jake out, you know, we really appreciate it. And like I say, he didn't ask you to do it for nothing. You know, he's going to do some, you know, pretty cool things. He even said he'd table dance. You know, he said no 20s, it'll be all 50s. And you can see Jake, not this weekend because we got the work, the Ultimate Workshop, but you can see Jake and me the following weekend at the Days of Dead. It's the big horror fest that they have here in Atlanta every year, and we will be there on the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of February. And if you're in the Jersey area, or if you're coming to Mania, if you're going to come to WrestleMania, which of course is our Super Bowl, it's going to be crazy. They've got not just Access, which I will be at Access at some point there. They just gave me the call about that. But I'll be most of my time over at WrestleCon. And this WrestleCon thing, me and Jake will be there. My sister Sally will be talking about, you know, the retreat. We'll be signing autographs. Matter of fact, I want to say the retreat. There's only a few more spots left, and we've got an awesome crew, man. Going to be going to DDP Yoga Retreat Extravaganza. Stacey, how much fun did you have there last year?
Oh, my God. I didn't want it to end. It was like a vacation and a retreat and a renewal, you know, getaway all rolled into one.
And we partied too, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. It was a wellness retreat with lots of good drinks.
And we had a really great time down there. You can go for 3 days, 4 days, or 5 days. It's funny because my sister told me that I just signed up this girl, and she's a Bikram yoga girl, but she's watching your stuff, but she wants to get, you know, certified, which the certification program will be in point pretty quickly. I believe by next month we'll have that together. But she was saying she wants to come down. She wants to spend 9 days. I go, but Sally, we're only there for 5. She goes, she's having a party. She saw the place. She wants to stay there for 9. I was like, okay, awesome. I'm looking forward to meet whoever she is. I'm looking forward to that. And that's all our announcements. And it's going to be a great time. And I'll bring it up for you before we end the show to people who didn't hear it. I want to bring our guest on. I know he's been sitting there on the deck there for a little while here. And this guy, he's got a huge heart. When I saw him coming together with Raven's Flock, and he invented something that made him famous by just standing there with a sign. And I don't know how he came up with it. I want to talk to him about it. He's a super fitness cat. And he's been doing DDP yoga and slid it into his program. And I can't wait to ask him all about it. I want everybody to welcome Lodi. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Paige, I'm doing great, man. Thank you for having me on tonight.
Well, thanks for coming. I really appreciate it, buddy. You know, we started to talk about it, and I stopped myself before we came on the air. But tell me again, how did you get your break into WCW, which was like hot as hell at the time? How did that happen?
It was. You know, I had been working, doing some independent wrestling shows for about a year and a half at a gym in North Carolina, and had a chance to go down and try out the power plant that you mentioned earlier, and went through that three-day torture with Sarge. Got beat up. I mean, it was just, you've seen the videos all over YouTube. It was brutal. I was in the military. I joined the reserves, went through a real basic training, and nothing we did in basic training touched what Sarge did to us with all those squats and the bumps and the whole nine yards and the sprints. And it was really tough, but three of us out of 27 in our trial class made it. And they invited us, you know, to come down to the school if we wanted to. And I packed my bags that weekend and moved back down on that following Monday. And so
hold on. I want to back that up, because people don't realize how, when you say the squats and stuff, tell them how, explain the squats so they can really understand what this means.
You know, absolutely. You know, Sarge would have us do free squats with, you know, your body weight. And I was a competitive bodybuilder for years, an old meathead, and I've competition squatted 730. So when somebody says body weight squats, I was like, that's nothing. I can do that all day long. It was doing it all day long, thousands of them. And, you know, at the end of that three-day tryout, I literally came back home, tried to pack my bag so I could move back to Atlanta. I could not get up off the toilet seat without help. I mean, I was crippled. I couldn't even wrestle that weekend. I literally had to, you know, cancel a show because my legs weren't working. So it was just all day, you know, three-day tryout where, you know, he was just beating guys up, and all these great guys showed up with great bodies and great shape, and so many of them got sick and threw up doing the squats and passed out or almost passed out or just packed their bags in and walked out because it was too tough. It was
Let me interject here. Imagine, I want anybody back there, if you ever want to know what you go through to come into a place like the power plant, where they tried to run my ass off, and Lodi and everybody else who came in there, because if you can't take this, you don't deserve a spot. That's how it was thought. And plus, if you can't take it, if you can't take getting beat up, then you need to get the hell out, because this ain't Checkers. So if you ever want to try it, grab a bucket, like a paint bucket, not the small paint bucket, like a 5-galloner, because we've used those sometimes.
Absolutely.
And you got to squat all the way down to the bucket, but not touch it, and then come right back up again. That's one. We're going to do 50. Then we're going to do 25 push-ups. Then we're going to do 50. Then we're going to do 25 push-ups. Now, after you get about 150, you're starting to feel it. When you get to 250, where are you, Lodi?
You're burning. I mean, you're dying. You know, and you're doing them, and you're thinking, man, like I said, you know, I can squat all kinds of weight. It's just my body. But the repetitions with no rest and going from one thing to another is just so physically demanding. And you know, when I was going through it, I'm yelling at myself. I'm thinking, what have I got myself into? Am I crazy? What am I doing here? But, you know, you said it's not Checkers, and we like to say it ain't ballet. You know, it's
right.
You
know,
And
we're still going. We go to 500.
Oh, yeah.
And then Sarge would put you in the ring, and now you got to hit the ropes. Now, if you're like Lodi, who had been wrestling, he's got an advantage. He at least knows how to hit the ropes. And the ropes aren't rope. They're cable with hose over them and tape around that. Your sides get so bruised, you would never believe it. And then they make you wrestle like collegiate wrestling, not professional wrestling. Like, now, go ahead, let's see what you got. Oh, my God. So go ahead, Lodi. I just want people to really appreciate that.
they can YouTube. There's several of those things on YouTube with Sarge, some of those news shows that came down and did stories on us or whatever. I've got some of those saved in my favorites. And it's just it brings back bad memories almost. It's just brutal. You know? And so once I made it down to the power plant and I started wrestling, going to school 5 days a week, and, you know, you mentioned earlier, Paige, about coming back down and working with some of the guys coming up, I would see you down there. You know, that's when I first met you, was when you would come down to the power plant and work with some of the guys. But,
and that was in my height.
that was the thing that blew everybody away. They're like, what is he doing here? You know, why is he trying to get better? Why is he working on his matches? And everything you said, it paid off. The harder you worked, the better you became and the more over you were with the fans. It was a fun thing to watch. And I was out. What happened to me was I was out at a bar one night, and Raven had just come down from ECW and joined WCW. And I did not know him, never had met him. And one of the guys from the power plant introduced us one night. And Raven said, "Oh, you used to be a personal trainer," because that's what I did before I wrestled. I had my own studio when I got out of college. And I was like, "Yeah, I've trained this guy." He kind of asked me about my credentials. And he said, "You start training me tomorrow. Come pick me up." And that's how our relationship started, was strictly a personal trainer-client relationship, which within 2 weeks turned into a client personal assistant job, which Raven saddled me with. I had to show up at his house every day at lunch, and the stories are rampant, so I'm not even telling anything new to a lot of people. I made his eggs every day. I cooked him at breakfast. I woke him up. I ran his errands when he wasn't in town. And, I will never forget, Paige. I'm sure this small thing in history probably doesn't even stick in your brain, but one day you and Raven and I had met up to get lunch or something. We drove back to your house, and you were talking business to Raven. I was sitting in the back seat, and you made some comment about Raven said something about just getting into WCW, and you pointed back to me. He's like, "What do you think the kid in the back seat's trying to do? He's trying to get a job, too." I mean, literally, that sticks in my brain. Before I ever started on TV, you pointed back to me and used me for an example, and I'm like, "Yeah, that's why I'm in Atlanta," because kind of like you said, you were sure you were going to make it. You knew you were going to work hard till you get there. And so, one night we were out at the bar, and Raven made a phone call to 1130's Terry Taylor about putting me in the Flock when Stevie Richards had left, and it was a Thursday night, and I started on Sunday at the pay-per-view. Kind of a right place, right time story, and just a blessing from God above just to be where I needed to be and a chance to go out and then, like you said, go out and prove that I had earned a spot. And so that's kind of the start of my wrestling career at WCW.
And what a rush, huh? Showing up WCW pay-per-view at the height of it.
Yeah, World War III in Auburn Hills. And I was just, I was there in this arena that I grew up as a kid watching all these great basketball games, and I was just beside myself that, 2 years from the day I took my first bump in a wrestling ring, I was doing a live pay-per-view for WCW. You talk about a rush and just being thrown in over my head. I was so green, I didn't even know I was green. It was just, crazy.
Right.
So, again, a total blessing, and I'm thankful for everything I was able to do from that.
The thing that stood out to me, Lodi, and it was that you made yourself stand out. And I don't care if, Booker T, use him as a segue right here. We both went and spoke at Joe Kane, can't remember his last name right now, but he's the guy, the Lean on Me movie, they did it on him, the teacher who used to walk around with a baseball bat. Do you remember him? Joe, I can't remember his name, whatever. Either way, he ran this detention center for kids, and Booker T and I came in there to talk to these kids that were going to prison. Right? This was a holding cell. They were going to prison. They were between 15 and 17, and we were there to try to explain to them when they get out how you don't want to come back and who we were. And Booker T talked about when he did time and spent 2 years in the can. And Booker T's one of the greatest comeback stories of all time. He's someone in the business and in life I have a ton of respect for. And we got to get him on this show. I got to talk. I'll give him a call. He'd be awesome on here. But Booker had said when he got his first job out of the joint, that he was sweeping floors, and he said he was going to sweep those floors better than anybody ever had done it. He said that he was going to stand out. And it took about a year or so, maybe a year and a half, but that same guy who he worked for took him from being a guy who swept the floors to cleaned up the place to, and he moved up the ladder, and he moved all the way up that business right there until he was a salesman. And he's the guy who loaned Booker T the money to send him to wrestling school. And it all started with finding a way to stand out. And you did it, Lodi, by coming up with those signs. Where did that come from when you put those signs up? Where did it, you were one of six guys. That made you stand out, though.
Right. Again, I have to give credit to Raven. He gave me the idea, which we took from, Sign Guy Dudley, and I kind of ran with it. And Louie and I have an ongoing laugh about it now. He's like, yeah, you're the one that got it over, because he was in a much smaller promotion at the time when he did something similar. And you're right. It made me stand out. And, again, I have to give thanks to Raven, because the way he dressed me, to the way he had me act, to some of the crazy things he had me do, which I never realized at the time was just old Johnny Polo ripoff stuff, you know. And so it was just like, wait a minute, I've seen this somewhere before. But, you know, he has a mind for the business, and he gets it on so many levels, and, you know, would tell me. And I remember arguing with him because I thought I knew better. Again, I was so green, I didn't know what I was doing. I was an idiot at the time for business sense. And, you know, it just, he gave me the tools and the ability to stand out with my character and go with it. And so, again, one of the greatest times of my life. So much fun. Like you said, the heights of the business, and, you know, the buildings were sold out, the numbers on TV were good, and just everybody knew your name. It was awesome time to be a wrestler.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, if you're going to spend a short period in the business, if you were from 96 to 2001, you had a hell of a ride, man.
Yeah.
And it just happened to be those were the years that my career took off. I mean, I couldn't, I thank God so many times. It's like a revolving door. You can't thank God enough, as far as I'm concerned, in my world. Other people don't have to do that, but I do it every day, missing, just getting ready to pull out, and for some reason I reached out and grabbed something and I was ready to pull out and I'd hit that car flying by. You know, thank you God, thank you God, thank you God. You know, that's my deal.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it takes, man. We're going to take some callers. Not yet. I want to hear a little bit more from Lodi here and how we ended to get back together. But if y'all want to call in, you got some questions for me or for Lodi or for Stacy, you know, feel free. If you just got a comment, we got a couple people on hold. We're going to get to you real quick. The number is 347-994-1216. Stacy, put that in the chat room too. 347-994-1216. And if you got a question, and you're in the chat room, you're one of those people who feels uncomfortable, call in. We got Stacy right there. Send her a private message, and she will be more than happy to reel off a question for us here. But before we get into that, I want to talk about, you know, how we got back together, Lodi. Now, how did you hear about the program and what we were doing? And give me a little backdrop on how we rolled into this.
Yes, sir. Stacy mentioned some of this in the release you put out the other day. But as you've talked about, I graduated from college and opened a personal training studio and was a competitive bodybuilder. And weightlifting and training has always been a part of my life. And when I broke my neck and had a cervical disc removed in 2002, for the second time, it was the second disc I had removed, I really never thought I would wrestle again. And there was about an 18-month window where I didn't even get in a ring. My life was just, I was working in a gym again. I just did not think I was ever going to wrestle. And one day I walked by my bed and got the sudden urge. It's just like, I wonder if I could take a bump. And I kind of looked at the bed and I fell back and my neck felt okay. And I started working again a couple of weeks later. And that was 2004.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Because people think we hit a bed. Okay, so tell them from there, it ain't a bed.
Oh, yeah. Well, when I say I hit a bed, I took a bump on my own bed. I was in my bedroom, and I'm like, I don't know what came over me, because I'd really kind of given up on wrestling again. It'd been about 18 months. And you know, when we take bumps in the ring or fall on our back, I just want to try it on my bed and see how bad it jarred my neck, because I hadn't done it since I had my surgery.
And it felt
fine. And so I'm like, hey, maybe I can do this again. And that was 2004, and I've been wrestling almost every weekend since. I've been going pretty strong, and it's 2013.
Oh,
so,
God.
So as far as you and I, and when I called you a couple of months back, I had seen some of my wrestling friends, a couple here and there, started doing DDP yoga. And I remember back in 2001, 2002, when I was down in Atlanta, I think you'd start doing some of your yoga back then. I was working with Dusty Rhodes for a turnbuckle. And I'd see it main event. You know, I would see you, and you'd always bring up the yoga stuff. And I was like, oh, not again, man. Leave me alone with the yoga stuff. And you're like, bro, show that yoga. And I'm like, Paige, how are you doing? And you're so, you know, one-track mind. You're like, bro, are you doing yoga yet? And I'm like, oh, for the love of God.
Let me segue.
Yeah,
I wasn't making any money on it back then either, man.
I know.
I was trying to share it because I'm like, fuck, if you do this, it's going to help you so much. You know, but no one really wanted to hear it back then. But go ahead.
I totally blew it off. And people would ask about you to me. I'm like, oh, if you're around me, you got to listen to yoga for so long. You know, it's just like, oh, I'm so anti-yoga because I'd never done it. I'm like, Scott, I worked out in the gym, dated a girl who was a yoga instructor, begged me to do it, and I refused. And so last summer, some of my friends were starting to do this DDP yoga, some guys from independent shows. I even sent out emails to a kid I'd helped train. I'm like, are you trying to get a job? Do you think Paige can help you? Why do you keep talking about the DDP yoga? I was shooting it down, and I'm like, what are you doing here, kid? And he's like, no, I love it. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he said, no, it's awesome. I've been doing it. You know, I think some of the guys at WB is doing it, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, eh, whatever. One of my best friends here in Charlotte, and my best friend of my life, Charles Robinson, had some copies of the DDP yoga you had given him at a show, I think. And I said, bro, let me try those. And the reason I tried it was because a couple of young kids told me how it made their joints, their knees, their back, their necks feel better. And after two neck surgeries and two knee surgeries and two ankle surgeries, 17 years of wrestling, my body's a bit of a mess to the point of where when it turns off cold every winter, I really, the first 30 minutes of my day, it would be embarrassing for somebody to watch me move because I have such a hard time walking down my steps. I kind of crab walk down in the morning one step at a time, go sideways, because I can't go straight down my knees just until they warm up. It's excruciatingly painful. And some of my friends would see me wrestle, and they're like, dude, do you look like you're hurting or whatever? I'm like, you know, when the adrenaline's going, you're out there working, you can get through some of that. Anyway, I got the DVDs from Charles because I'd heard some guys talk about it, you know, taking some of the stress off your joints. I truly set out to be a skeptic and be able to shoot it down. That was part of my deal. Like, it can't be this good. And I really was looking forward to telling some people, it's kind of a scam. It's not for me, or it didn't work. And about 4 to 5 weeks in of doing it literally every day and giving it a good shot, my knees started feeling better. My back stopped hurting. And, you know, some of these weekend shows I do now, because I work on the independent scene everywhere from, you know, sometimes I drive to Pittsburgh, like this past weekend, 7.5 hours each way. They started getting in touch when we were going through the mountains of West Virginia. My phone kept cutting out, but I couldn't take a 7-hour car ride and wrestle before without 2 hours of stretching, trying to loosen myself up because I was so banged up. And now the trips, the travel doesn't bother me as bad. My wrestling matches don't hurt me as much when I wake up the next day. And I truly feel like I owe all of that to DDP yoga and how much it's helped me and taking away my pain, made me more flexible. I'm stronger. And when I talked to you the first time, I had to tell you, I owe you an apology. I really set out to be a skeptic and shoot this down. And it's been career altering for wrestling. I almost wish I picked it up 10 years ago when you first talked about it. But I think I've become, you know, you were saying you were doing it for free back then. You weren't making any money off of it. You just want other guys to feel that. Well, all the kids I train, because I run a wrestling school over at highspots.com here in Charlotte, all of my students, I started talking about how great it was. They said, how much is Paige paying you to put this over? I said, none. I said, it's just that good, and they're all doing it now. It's amazing. How much it swept the locker rooms and the independent wrestling scene in North Carolina, South Carolina. I dare say 70 to 75% of the guys I'm in shows with now are all doing it.
Hey, Lodi, I was somewhere up in Milwaukee area, and then south. It was south of that. I'd never had this happen before. I walked into a locker room, because I'm going to do my little bit thing there. And I walked in the locker room. Everybody turned around, stood up, gave me a standing ovation. I never had that before.
Wow, that's awesome.
And I had 7 people come up and say, would you mind signing your DVD? Because like 80% of those guys were doing it. And, you know, I really have to thank more than anybody, and I can't wait till Bylan gets back to me, but I'm so busy right now, and he's so busy. But Chris Jericho, you know, Chris Jericho talks about this workout like he's my partner, you know. But all he's doing, and I don't pay Chris. I can't afford him. He's a $1 million guy. I want to do a series of DVDs with him just so I can put them out and pay him off of that, because I don't want anybody to think he's talking about this and I'm paying him. Because I don't pay anybody, because I'm not that big enough company, and it's got to come from the heart. It's got to be real. And Chris, he talked about it the way I used to talk to you about it, when it was nothing but an idea in my head. Like, I don't care what kind of yoga, do something, you know. And I realized by trying to get so many guys that would never do it back then, somebody had to eliminate all the spiritual mumbo-jumbo. And not that there's anything wrong with that. I have ultimate respect for every single kind of yoga. A lot of them aren't for me, though. you know, and they're not for you. They're not for people who want that. You want to work out. And sticking the fun shit in there that I do in the DVDs and stuff, that is what makes it accessible to guys like us. And I will guarantee, now that you know your shit, you walk into some guy's yoga class, you hear it's pretty good, and there's some smoking hot chicks there, you're going to be like, wow, I'm going to come back to this class.
When you say you make it fun, Paige, are you talking about the 20-count push-ups?
are you
saying that's fun?
Those are a lot of fun.
The first time I threw in that extreme DVD,
that's push-up.
Yeah, I was like, what is he doing, you know? So it's nice to know I've got somewhere. Like you say in your videos, I've always got somewhere to go. And I learned that when I did the Extreme DVD first, because I was kind of got the other ones down, you know. I thought I was making some progress, and I'm light years above where I started, but I got a little cocky when I threw the Extreme one in, and it wore me out. I can't tell a lie. It was incredibly awesome. So,
how about that smoking hot blonde that's working out with us? And I say that with the ultimate respect. Her name is Sherry Goggins, and Sherry is one of the awesome eight from the 80s. That woman in that workout with me is 49 years old. She is 6 months from 50 when she's looking like she's 24, and has her leg out in front face kick with both hands and does a squat to the floor with one leg, holding that leg out in front of her. Mm. I mean, I'm just focused on trying to hold my own leg up. I know what she's doing because I've seen her do it. I almost fell down watching her do it. And she's the girlfriend of a very good buddy of mine, an MMA coach named Freddie George. And she's just the classiest, sweetest little Jessie Bell, just a real, real, real sweetheart, and a really fun to look at.
a fun story with that, Paige. I remember her from her fitness days, back when I was a meathead bodybuilder. She's been around that whole scene for a while, you know.
Right.
And I, the first time I threw the Extreme DVD in, I had one of my female wrestling students here with me at my man cave. And I said, hey, let's try this. And so this girl has red hair, so she's not real fond of blondes. And so you put the DVD in, and I'm like, oh, look at Sherry. She's got nice blonde hair. I'm kind of putting over the fact that she's hot. And, you know, my girl wrestling student's like, quit talking about her. About 15 minutes in, Paige, after you told her for the third time, oh, Sherry, show them the extreme level. I'm like, I hate that woman. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm doubling over, and I'm watching her. I'm like, I can't do what you're doing very well. And you tell her to take it to an extreme level, and she's like, what is she doing back there? I hate her. And so, yeah, I hate her in a great way. I mean, she's impressive. And like I said, that shows me I've got a long way to go, and always something to improve on. So I've got a goal to shoot for now.
And my buddy Maddie, he's a guy in L.A., used to work out with me all the time. He's an actor. You see him in a bunch of stuff. You just don't, because he's not a highlighted actor yet, but he will be someday. When we're doing that, doing the shoulder handstand, and he falls and rolls through, that is just so classic. It's like, it's just live. We're going live to tape. And Lodi, I did not write down anything for that workout. I just had a script girl in case I forgot what I did on one side, because I was there a long time. She would tell me what I needed to go back and recorrect, you know. But that was a fun day, you know, shooting that thing. And anybody who gets it, like a lot of people get it, and they say, I know I'm never going to use this, but the deal's so good, I got to get the extreme too. You know. Mm-hmm. But the really great part about that DVD is all the tutorial stuff. You know, the hip opener and, you know, all that for guys who beat the shit out of their body. We're going to take some calls right now. We got a couple callers online. Robert, you didn't shoot me anybody's name, so if you just want to throw it out there, we go one at a time. We'll get one caller, then we'll go to you, Stacey. Do we have some people that wrote in some questions?
Oh, yeah. I've got three people who've got questions for both of you.
Let me go to our first caller first. Who do we got online now, Robert?
We've got someone who wanted to be introduced as D-Train.
D-Train, okay. D-Train, what's up?
Lodi!
D-Train, what's up, man?
Hey, listen, DDP yoga, I'm a fan. I have to tell you that I've watched Lodi go through a complete transformation. He is a cynic and he is a critic, but I've never seen him embrace anything like he has your program. I mean, he has been at it. I don't know how many months, but I can see the transformation. I had to blow my cover early on. I'm a client. I'm a friend. I work out with him in the morning, and he used to just limp around the gym like you know, just like an aging wrestler. But your program has done wonders for him, and he's just a miracle on two legs now. He's moving like a 20-year-old. I think he's in a better mood, so I don't know what it's done for him mentally and spiritually, but physically, your program has just done complete wonders for him. And I've been on hold for a while, and it's just such a pleasure to be online with you guys and listen to the old wrestling stories. I grew up on you both, lucky enough to be a friend with one of you, and a fan of both. So I just, you know, I guess my question for Lodi is, you know, what, because you went into this as a cynic and as a critic, when did you know? Like, was it 3 days in or 2 days in? When did you know that you were onto something really special and there was going to be something you just could not live without, which is pretty much the impression I've gotten from you listening to everything you say about the program?
Yeah, you know, the thing, I think the first time it hit me was, Paige, you do a great job of, and I told you this when you and I talked, is, you do such a good job of explaining to a novice who's never done yoga before how to make this stuff work. And
right.
I think the first time I tried to do the dime a dozen or whatever and start going to some of the workouts, and you're like, oh, if you got this little bead of sweat or if you're shaking, cool. And I'm like, what is he talking about? Because I'm not shaking and I'm not sweating. And you know, then I hear you say, maybe you're not engaging right. Go back and go through it again. And the fourth or fifth time is I'm starting to understand what you mean by engage and squeeze and flex muscles and get the breathing down or whatever. I'm standing in my living room shaking like a leaf and there's sweat on my nose. I'm like, that's what he's talking about. And I'm like, ooh, I'm getting it now. You know, it's like, now I got it. And the first couple of times, I've never done yoga in my life. And I, again, back to the skeptical side, I don't know if I could listen to you for 30 minutes to an hour. You know? I've been around you. You know, I was down at the power plant. I've had you yell at me for doing something wrong until I got it right, and it was because you wanted to make me better. But, I mean, I'm like, I don't know if I can stand that in my ear for an hour. How long is this going to take? And I was amazed at how well you explain everything and take somebody like me who's a total novice and basically turn me into somebody who I talk about it, I feel like, almost as much as you used to, because I just love it. And when I knew that my knees and my back had stopped hurting, and I knew it was because of the yoga, I was sold. If I don't go another inch further with my yoga abilities after today, just maintain the way I feel, I'm great with it.
Yo, Lodi, you know, for me, and that is, I mean, I'm humbled seriously by that, bro, because, you know, I've just been wanting to share it with so many people. We had Al Snow on here last week, and, you know, Al and I, you know, me and you were buds. I mean, we were in the same company. Al and I are, you know, acquaintances. Who become
right.
buddies, you know? But I mean, the workout, the way he put it over, and how he feels, I just knew there was. And this is a story for anybody who's trying to maybe be an actor or a singer or a lawyer, or trying to, you know, whatever you're trying to do, whatever your goal is, don't give up. It may not be exactly the goal you see. Maybe it'll be a different version of that, and adapt to that. You know, but there's so many times, like when Lodi's telling you before, like, you know, I was a cynic. I couldn't see it. It took so many people of making one regular guy after another is really how I used to say it. It's just going to get one person after another, we'll make one fan after another, and they're going to be passionate about it because they're going to put the work in and they're going to get it and keep moving forward. But I can't tell you, because there's over $500,000 of my own money invested in this over the years. And there'd be times where I go, did you really piss away all your money on an idea to help people because you believe in it? Did you really F this up? And I, you know, emotional gravity. I talk about it in my Live Life at 90% talk. Nobody can pull you down more than you. So it just doesn't happen to you. It happens to me. It happens to Lodi. It happens to Robert. It happens to Stacey. It happens to everybody. It's how you deal with it, how you shake it off. And now I steal this from the man himself right now, freaking Jay-Z. Just brush it off your shoulders. I guess we can imitate things off each other. Brush it off your shoulders and shake it up again. You know, and keep moving forward, because right when I would feel at my lowest at times where I thought, okay, this is never going to happen, at least you can do a workout that you feel great about, and then, boop, I get that email from somebody, someone I never talked to, or maybe I met once, and they start to tell me how much this workout changed their life. And how, you know, they feel so much better and alive, and, you know, thank you so much for developing it. And then I'd be like, man, that's so awesome. And then I get on the mat. This is the other part. And I've never heard anybody say after they get off that mat, boy, I wish I didn't do that. I've never heard anybody say that. But I've heard a lot of people say it's so hard to get on the mat. That's the hardest thing. Get on that damn mat. Just get going. Start half-assed. It will kick in. Because, man, if I hit that stress level, I get on that mat and I do my hour whatever workout, I get off that mat, I'm as chilled as I can be. I am de-stressed. I am rejuvenated. And like Lodi said, you know, I was walking around like a cripple myself one time. That's been a long time ago. Because if I don't do this workout, though, that's that rust on the Tin Man starts coming back really fast. Hey, bro, thanks so much for calling in, D-Train. I appreciate that, bro. Stacy. Why don't you ask Lodi? You got a question for Lodi?
Yeah, I do. This is from a listener named Ben Miller, and he wants to know about the Hollywood Blondes, how they came about, and what your feelings are on the whole gimmick. That's a direct quote.
You know what?
One of the most fun times in my wrestling career ever. I had finished with the Raven slot gimmick, and I wasn't with Raven and all the guys anymore, and I was alone by myself, and the company really wasn't giving me anything to do as far as a direction, and I was kind of floundering and lost. And I had a coworker come up to me one day at the building, and his name was Lenny Lake, and he wanted to know if I wanted to do a tag team gimmick with him. And I'll never forget, with my name being Lodi and his being Lenny, I said, what are we going to be, Lodi and Lenny, the losers? I mean, basically, we were working twice a month. We were basically off the shows. And he had this idea of putting us together, sort of like the Ambiguously Gay Duos, a thing for Saturday Night Live. We pitched it to Kevin Nash, and he said, bro, you're crazy. Absolutely not. And it was about 3 months later, I got a call from Ralph Foreman, who had just talked to Nash. He said, hey, they're going to call you. I think they're going to run with that gimmick. And I came back in, and they put Lenny and I together as a tag team, and we had a fun run for about 6 or 8 months until we got into a little bit of trouble and got taken off TV for a while. But we had a good time. It was a whole lot of fun, and Lenny was somebody who I barely knew. I hadn't spent any time with. I knew his face, knew his name, but that was it. And he and I got put together with a tag team, so we're traveling together and rooming together and working out together, and we got along so well. He became one of my best friends in my entire life, and I think our chemistry on TV came through because we got along so well. We just knew what the other one was going to do, and so much of our stuff was just ad lib along the way and picking some things up here and other guys giving us ideas, and a real fun time in my career, a whole lot of fun with a great tag team partner.
You know, if there's one thing about you guys, bro, you could tell you guys were having fun, and that's what the business is supposed to be about.
it was absolutely one of the most fun times of my life because our act was, you know, our numbers, our Nielsen ratings for the quarter hours were up, and we knew the fans were getting behind hating us or getting behind not liking us or the tongue-in-cheek stuff we did. It was a fun time, and that's what I think wrestling should be, because we were having fun doing what we loved more than anything in the world.
And that's the American dream right there, brother. Let's go to one of our callers. Yeah, I think we're going to cut up the callers now because it is 10 o'clock. It's later than I thought it was. So I think we got a couple callers left. Who do we got online, Robert?
Yeah, we've got two more left. The next one up is Andy.
Hey, Andy. How you doing, buddy?
Good, DP. How's it going, man?
Awesome, man. You got a question for Lodi?
Actually, I just had a kind of comment.
All right, you broke up there, Andy. Say that again, please.
I said I just had a comment.
Sure.
I was on yoga stuff, and I started looking at it, and I saw Al Borman's thing, and it got me turned on to it, and just did my second workout tonight. But
you're breaking up, Andy. Andy, you're we're getting every other syllable.
Yeah, sorry about that. I just did my second workout tonight, and man, I can tell you, you're kicking my ass.
Heard that part.
But yeah, it's totally different than anything I expected, and I'm just I feel it's already a few workouts, you know.
Bro, you know what's really crazy is the first part of your whatever your sentence is, it breaks up, and then the last like four words come out perfect. I never really heard like that before, but I did get the essence of what you were trying to say there, bro. And thank you so much for calling in and let us know. It sounds like I'm kicking your ass, Arthur Borman, and you're digging it. That's what we took out of it, Andy. Thanks so much for trying to call in, brother. What's our last? Then we'll go ask our last questions.
Oh wow, that was a tough one. The next one up is James.
James, how you doing?
Hey, Paige, how you doing, brother?
Good.
This is James from Jonesboro. I haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks. The last time I talked to you, I was telling you that I had the cellulitis and swelling in my leg, and I hadn't been able to work out. And then, like, right when my legs started getting better, I got the freaking flu. And so I've been on the shelf for probably about 2.5 weeks. And then tonight I just said, you know, hell with it. I don't feel 100%, but I got to get back and get going. And, you know, my back had started hurting, you know, because I'm a 400. When I started, I was 472 pounds. You know, so you can imagine the back pain that I had. And so the funny thing is people don't realize when I was on the shelf, when I wasn't doing my yoga every day, my back started hurting again.
Right.
Just, you know, soreness, and got home, got on the freaking mat tonight, and guess what? My back don't hurt. You know, it's this first night in a week and a half and my back hadn't hurt. And it's just
awesome.
You know, it's ridiculous, and I just love it. And you know, for you and Lodi, man, here in the stores, God dang, y'all are making me miss WCW bad. you know, being in Atlanta, there was never a show that came to the Dome or the Omni that I wasn't at. And I mean, dude, I just miss having that accessibility to wrestling all the time. But just wanted to just again, you know, thank you guys for all that you do. And Dallas, thank you, God, thank you so much for this program, because I mean, I've tried it all. I mean, if there's a program that's come down the pike. I've been heavy all my life, except for, you know, a little stint in college where I was, you know, doing the wrong things, and we'll just leave it at that. But I've been heavy all my life, and I've tried everything, and I have never had success because, I mean, you know, the programs just weren't for me. But when I found, I knew about the program back when it was yoga for regular guys, and I'm like everybody else. I was like, yoga, that sounds like a crock. I can't believe that, you know, some tough guy like Dallas Page is doing that. And, you know, I stayed away from it. But when I finally saw some of the testimony, I said, you know what, I'm going to give this a shot. And now, in 2 months, I've lost 55 pounds.
Wow. Are you really?
55 pounds lighter.
Wow. That's awesome.
It's ridiculous. And the funny part is I really couldn't tell. I knew that I felt stronger, but the pictures and doing the weigh-in every 30 days, and the thing that really gets me stoked, yes.
I want you to explain what you felt like, because every person that I welcome to Team DDP Yoga, it's the only cut-and-paste email that I sent. It's the only one. Anything after that. Yo, it's me. But I put the six pictures. If someone puts the six pictures up and I see it on the front page, I go by and say, great job. How important were the six pictures to you?
Oh, my God. It meant everything. The only thing that pisses me off is when I put all my measurements in, I didn't save them, so I don't have a gauge to go on. But those pictures, when I put the pictures, I first thought, you know, this is kind of, you know, I don't understand this, but you know what? I'm bought into the program. I'm going to do it. And, you know, I expected to fail. But when I saw those pictures, and I could look at myself in the mirror, and I'm like, you know, I haven't lost any weight because I wear my clothes big anyway. But those pictures, oh, my God, when I would compare one next to the other, I'm like, that is ridiculous. And now I've got a shot that's not my day 1, my day 30, my day 60, the side view, is the one that's really intense. And since I put that on Facebook, I guarantee I've had at least, you know, 20, 25 people ask me, what the hell are you doing? What's going on? How are you doing this? And I've already got four people that have bought the program, and they're doing it. And I'm like, okay, if you got to do it, don't do it half-assed. If you do it, buy into it. Go to Team DDP Yoga. Sign up, because it's the best support group I've ever had in my life.
That's awesome.
And it's just, it blows me away, because, like I say, I've tried them all. And to be able, you know, when somebody sees a 400-pound guy down in a table position, I could pop up into down dog and then stand straight up. They're just like, oh, my God, really? Mm-hmm. You know, and if I can do it at 43 years old, anybody can do it. Anybody. You know, I was almost 500 pounds, and my life was miserable. But, you know, I did everything that you do when you're miserable. You mask everything, and you hide from everything, and you learn to laugh about things. But, you know, there's so much that I mean, my life is coming back. I'm starting to do things. You know, the other night in the parking lot, I worked for Delta, and in the parking lot, I said, you know what, just I haven't been able to run in years, but just for the hell of it, I'm going to try to run to my car. And I ran to my car. You know,
wow.
I work on the fifth floor, and I went down to the break room to refill my water jug, and I said, you know what, I'm just going to see if I can just somehow run up three flights of stairs. And I did it. It almost killed me, but I did. I ran up three flights of stairs, and it's all because of the program. I mean, nothing else has ever worked for me.
Hey, James, send me a private message on Team DDP Yoga, right?
I'll do it.
That's awesome stuff. Really, really good, man. And, you know, it's people who are listening to you. You know, one of the things that Arthur Borman's video did, Stacy's video does, it gives people hope. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, because of what's happened to our country in the last 6 years, you know, with the falling or 5 years of, you know, our economy and, you know, and unemployment and, you know, just brutality, you know, like we're still so lucky as hell to be here. But, you know, for us, you know, as Americans, we've taken a lot of shots, and a lot of people have not just given up on what's happening in the country, they've given up on themselves, and there is hope. There is a way to turn it on. Dude, listening to you talk, I mean, that's an energy. You know, you're coming off being sick with that flu, because it leveled Louie. Louie was leveled, man. And, you know, and I'm like, Louie, I don't even want you to work. I don't want you to come out and stay home in bed. He said, he's there for a week. You know, and he said, Dee, do you want me to come in tomorrow? I said, you 100%? I said, no. We can't get me sick. Get over it. I don't care. Just chill out. You know, we send him food. We hook him up. You know, Louie was, before he went down, that son of a bitch, I don't know if you've seen the last video of him, but he
did
a thing, man, and he put his foot over his head in that promo. You know, I use that. That's the Louie. That's the Louie you want to show up, and I want to talk to you about doing something like that, James. So, you know, hit me on my private message, and we'll re-talk about this later. Thank you so much
That'll
for calling
work.
In, bro. Awesome.
No problem. And again, thank you so much. And Lodi, thank you for man, all the years of entertainment. You're just one of those just incredible characters where – you always knew that you were going to get the good in-ring product. We always got that with you. But then to see the other stuff and everything you brought to the table is just fantastic. And I just want to thank you for the memories, man. It was just incredible.
Thank you, man. That's awesome to hear. And, you're inspiring me. It's great news. You're losing your weight and working hard. Please stick with it.
Oh, I will. You can guarantee that. I got too many people holding me accountable now.
Awesome. That's what this show is all about. And for people to hear that, you know, and that passion, and saying he's still over 400 pounds, you know, and
right.
He's just so focused, you know, Lodi? I mean, that's what this – I used to talk just to Arthur. Then I would talk just to Terry Lang. Then I'd talk just to Smokey. And I thought, God, if people could just hear these stories,
right.
You know, it would help somebody else. And, mm-hmm. You know, that's what that whole Team DDP Yoga thing is all about, man. I mean, go there. If someone writes Stacy, what are you going to do if somebody writes you?
I write back.
Oh, yeah,
I always write back. Yeah.
I sent her a friend request, and she sent me one back immediately. I mean, it's like, it's, you know, the first time when you called me, I was like, really? You're calling me? Because when I put calling around, I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'm like, dude, this is DDP who's taking time out of his schedule to call me. And I'm like, dude, that just blew me away. And then I'm like, you know, I better get this. I better get a hold of this.
Yeah, but it's so cool because it's so many people like me and like him are, once they start doing the workouts and eating clean, they literally become reborn, you know. And I started feeling this way when I was still above 300 pounds, but the changes were already in motion. And it was like every day I could do something a little more than the day before, and it's
exactly.
An amazing feeling.
Yeah, and my boy Gabe Iglesias, you know, I love that. You know, cause he does DDP yoga 4 days a week, but he likes to lift weights. He likes to do some other shit. And I don't care. Whatever works for you, you know, make it all, just make it your own. Just like I say to workouts, and they had a picture of him in some high profile website or whatever, him at 437, and then now down to under 340. You know, and he runs across stage and he does stuff and. He always says it's, you know, DDP and DDP yoga, and you know DDP is my motivator, you know, and you know it's seeing the life boom come back in him. And he said one of the biggest reasons what made him change, his privates weren't working the way they should be, and he wasn't getting the function he wanted. He goes, but now we're doing like movies and shit. So he's a funny, funny guy. If anybody don't know him, that's Big Fluffy, Gabriel Iglesias.
Oh, yeah.
He's a
That's one of the things I tell everybody. You know, I'm excited because I'm expecting by this next weigh-in that I'm going to crack 400 pounds for the first time in, I guess, probably 10 years, at least 10 years.
Wow.
And if I don't get it, then, you know, it's okay. I'm fine with it. I'm not going to quit and get burned out because as long as I'm making progress, I'll never stop this program.
Just keep moving forward, bro.
Me away how it's changed my life. And I tell everybody, if you want to change your life, if you want to own your life, and I tell them the whole, you know, living life at 90%, if you will do the first thing you ever said to me, if you'll do what I tell you to do, if you'll just listen to me and do what I tell you to do, you'll be a different person in a year. I'm a different person in 2 months. I can't wait to see what a year's going to do.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. All right, brother. Thanks for calling in. We're going to close this out. I want to get Stacy's last questions there. What do you got there, Stacy? Thank you, bro.
Thanks. Okay, yeah. I hope we have time for this. I have two comments for you, DDP, from team members, and then another question for Lodi. So
okay.
I'll, Ben Miller says that he wants to thank you for believing in him and for helping him resurrect Donate My Weight.
I want to mention that anybody who's looking for a cause, here's an awesome one. Benny Miller started, he donates for every pound that he loses, he donates a pound of food for the homeless shelter. I'm not sure exactly how that works, but I told him he could put it up on the site on Team DDP Yoga. And anybody else who wanted to get involved in that, you know, what an awesome cause. He did this before. And he lost about 100 pounds, somewhere around there. I'm not sure exactly. I can't remember exact numbers. But then he didn't have the support system. He didn't have the group of people like we've got on Team BDP Yoga. And if you don't stick with what you're doing and you don't have anybody to help you continue going, sometimes you just get burned out because this thing got bigger than he was and what he ever thought it would. So he's, you know, reconnected with a bunch of different, and he really wants to make this go again like everybody else. And if you're looking for a cause to jump on and on top of it, you know, you might want to, you know, consider that, because I think that is an awesome, awesome idea. And Ben's working really hard, and you know, he's working on the Diamond Dozen right now, you know, and in the beginning that was just a tutorial, and I didn't realize how challenging that would be for people who were overweight, like at that spot, but also for Jake. Like, Jake could only do two moves. And I didn't tell you this, Benny, and I should have. But Jake could only do touchdown and diamond cutter, and he had to sit down. Now, he was 80 pounds overweight, but he was also 57 years old and got a million miles on a good Ford truck. You know, he's got a million miles on him. So, you know, two moves just wore him out. Not anymore. I mean, now he's doing stuff. I can't wait till the shoulder fixes, man, because people are going to see a side of Jake Roberts that they didn't think ever existed. It's going to be mind-blowing. But, Benny, thanks for bringing that up. And, yeah, you're working hard, bro. And anybody knows, you know, from Stacy to Arthur to Terry, anybody who knows me knows that if you put the work in, I'm just like James. I call James. You know, I call people who I see put the work in and give them that nudge and help them out. If you don't put the work in, I ain't got the time. You know, it's not a fan thing to me. It don't mean shit. It means to me that you're working and believing in yourself, though. What's the next one, Stace?
Yeah, one more comment and a question for Lodi. This is from Ruthie, the Team DDP.
I love Ruthie.
Yoga yeah, she's been dealing with some MS pain, but wants you to know she's getting the energy done better each time, and she can hold a plank and even does broken table now. There were days she wanted to give up because the MS was so bad, but the support from you, Arthur, and the rest of the team have made all the difference to her.
And Crystal's, you know, she's Crystal Stewart. You know, she's a big force on that too. Because God, she just works through so much pain. We have so many people who have MS, and you know, one of the first things that you know is stripped from them is the balance. You know, so you got to fight it. It's sort of like Jake's fingers that were curling, and his hands, his fingers and his hands were curling, and his toes were too. And his toes had got to a point where he could straighten them, but he couldn't push the other way like to do a lunge. But he can now because he does it every single day. And he still works on his hands and push, you know, diamond cutter, pushing those fingers apart and, you know, pushing them on the table and open them up. I mean, he can open his hands now. You know, and Ruthie, you know, working on that broken table and then working on that lunge and, you know, use that chair. Use that, use what you got to use, you know, cheat sheet on no more, you know, whatever it takes to get you through the workout and keep moving forward. I'm proud of you, baby. Keep working hard. All right, what's our last question for Lodi? We're going to close it out right here.
Last question is from Nicole, who wants to know what is Lodi's favorite career moment from WWE?
I want to say WCW because I never worked at WWE full time, so I'm going to give you a WCW moment. And after
you know that we are WWE now.
Yeah, I know, right?
I just did the very best of Nitro 2, which will be out February 12th, and it's a WWE product. So you got to. It is what it is.
It's got to be a WWE product. After meeting Diamond Dallas Page, my greatest wrestling moment probably was Fall Brawl in 1998 when Raven and Perry Saturn had a loser freeze the flock match, and it was in Winston-Salem. It was in my home state. My whole family got to come watch, and it was just a great match to be a part of. Chris Canyon was with us, and it was one of those days where everything worked right in the ring, and the fans loved it. They bought our angle, and it was just a really awesome, awesome match. And that will always stand out as my favorite one.
That's awesome, bro. I really want to tell you I appreciate you coming on and spreading the word and letting people know what we're doing. And we got to get a workshop up there with you, Lodi. We got to start working on that.
Yeah. I'm looking at a couple places now. I've been talking to Marlon. We're going to make that happen soon.
I want to put you together with Diane Douglas. She's up there. Yep. She's one of the first certified DDP yoga instructors as well. And she's in there in Chapel Hill. So maybe I will email me. You know, I think you got my email. If not, just text me and I'll make sure you got it. And I'll put you two together about, you know, because I know she can bring over some people too and help you out with that, bro. So, you know, let's look for, a workshop up there in Lodi's area, which is the Raleigh area, right? Is that where you're at? Okay, in the Raleigh area. So we'll keep you posted on that. Want to remind everybody that Nolan Bobbitt will be next week or the week after, whenever he's ready to go, we'll bring him on as a guest on here, and we'll talk about his show he wants to do for people at Team DDP Yoga. You can see Jake and myself at Days of the Dead, which will be the 1st, 2nd, 3rd of February. And if you're coming to Mania, WrestleMania, the one and only, 5th, 6th, and 7th, Jake and I will be at WrestleCon. It's going to be amazing. And if you haven't checked out the retreat, the DDP Yoga Retreat Extravaganza, check it out. You just for the hell of it, if you can't make it this year, set a goal for yourself for next year. Lodi, thank you so much again, brother, for having on. Stacy, you're the queen. And Robert, thank you so much. You've been wonderful. You've been marvelous, bud. See ya!
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the Diamond Cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.